This scripture reading is taken from Mark chapter 14. I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version, which may be a little different from what you see up there. The plot to kill Jesus, chapter 14, verse 1. It was 2 days before the Passover and the festival of the unleavened bread. The chief priests and scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. For they said, not during the festival, or there may be a riot among the people. The anointing at Bethany, verse 3. While he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment of nard. And she broke open the jar and poured the ointment on his head. But some were there who said to one another in anger, why was the ointment wasted in this way? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and the money given to the poor. And they scolded her. But Jesus said, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, and you can show kindness to them whenever you wish, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed to the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her. Judas agrees to betray Jesus. Verse 10. Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. When they heard it, they were greatly pleased and promised to give him money. So he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. The Passover with the disciples. Verse 12. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples said to him, where do you want us to go and make the preparations for you to eat the Passover? So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you there. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, the teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there. So the disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared for the Passover meal. When it was evening, he came with the 12. And when they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus said, truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me. They began to be distressed and to say to him one after another, surely not I? He said to them, it is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the bowl with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born. The institution of the Lord's Supper, verse 22. While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, take, this is my body. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. Peter's denial foretold, verse 26. When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though all become deserters, I will not." Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said vehemently, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all of them said the same. Jesus prays in Gethsemane. Verse 32. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took with him Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated. And he said to them, "I'm deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake." And going a little further, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, not what I want, but what you want." He said and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Simon, are you awake? Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. He came a third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough! The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." The betrayal and arrest of Jesus. Verse 43. Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, and with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs, from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer has given a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him. But one of those who stood near drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." All of them deserted him and fled. A certain young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth. They caught hold of him, but he left the linen cloth and ran off naked. Jesus before the council. Verse 53. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were assembled. Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he was sitting with the guards, warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many gave false testimony against him, and their testimony did not agree. Some stood up and gave false testimony against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made of hands, and in 3 days I will build another, not made with hands.'" But even on this point, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?" But he was silent and did not answer. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "Why do we need witnesses? You have heard this blasphemy. What is your decision?" All of them condemned him as deserving death. Some began to spit on him, to blindfold him, and to strike him, saying to him, "Prophesy." The guards also took him over and beat him. Peter denies Jesus. Verse 66. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When he saw Peter warming himself, she stared at him and said, "You also were with Jesus, the man from Nazareth." But he denied it, saying, "I do not know or understand what you are talking about." And he went out into the forecourt. Then the cock crowed. And the servant girl, on seeing him, began to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again he denied it. Then after a while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to curse, and he swore an oath, "I do not know this man you're talking about." At that moment, the cock crowed for the second time. Then Peter remembered that Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept.
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
兄弟姐妹们，朋友们，早安。
Let us now go to God with our prayer. O good Lord, to share from your word and to listen is the privilege that you give. But the food of ours you give when your spirit speaks into our hearts. So Lord, this morning as we gather together and meditate upon your word, we ask, O Lord, that your spirit be among us. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I have the next slide, please? Joy is partnership. Grief weeps alone. Many guests had Cana. Gethsemane had one.
喜乐是合作伙伴关系，哀痛则独自哭泣。迦拿有宾客多位，客西马尼见孤身之影。
Okay, the very poetic thing that you heard Chen Lian just read.
Which 他刚刚所说的那个诗句。
Well, these are words by poet by the name of Frederick L. Knowles, and it's taken from the poem Grief and Joy.
这是取自于那个 Frederick Knowles 的诗痛。哀痛与喜乐。
I find this poem much capture the theme and the mood of the chapter that we are reading this morning.
我觉得这首诗表达了今天我们上午所一起看的那个马可福音的那一章。
You see, the crowd that was always waiting for Jesus to perform the next miracle is no longer to be seen.
那些一直在等待耶稣的下一个奇迹的那些群众已经我们都看不到他们了。
And those who shouted Hosanna on that very day that today we call Palm Sunday is also no longer to be seen.
那些在耶稣进入耶路撒冷时高喊何塞纳的那些群众也看不到了。
At the beginning of this chapter, we still read about friends eating with Jesus.
在这一章的开始，我们也看到耶稣和朋友一起坐席。
And some of them, probably more than 12 actually, were with him during the Passover meal.
有一些在那里聚会的 超过了十二个人，他们在逾越节晚餐继续和他在一起。
But a few hours down the road,
啊，但几个小时后
，Jesus we see first became a lonely soul, deeply distressed.
我们看到耶稣那啊孤身之影，他深感哀伤。
And thereafter a captive.
啊，最后过后还成了一个囚犯。
And then a punchback, punching back.
还成了那个人肉沙包。
With none of his own beside him.
他没有一个他的门徒。
The whole series of happening we know begin when Judah went to the religious leader and talked about handing Jesus over to them.
这一系列所发生的事情开始于犹大去见那个宗教领袖，要把耶稣交给他们。
And I suppose you all know why a traitor is a necessary catalyst in this case.
我想你们都知道为什么叛徒这个角色在这个事情里面是必要的。
The time was the Passover.
那时是逾越节。
A time when the Israelites all over Israel will come to Jerusalem to celebrate one thing.
就是那个时候以色列人会聚集在耶路撒冷来庆祝一件事。
To celebrate that they are the elect of God.
就是他们是上帝的选民。
And when these people come,
当这些人聚集在一起
，they also come with a hope and expectation that God, as like years back during Moses' time, will on the evening of Passover lead them unto freedom.
他们带着盼望和期待，希望上帝会像许多年前，就是在摩西的时代，会在逾越节的晚上让他们获得自由。
And in this case, of course, is freedom from Roman domination.
在这个情况就是脱离罗马的统治。
Now, with such a hope and expectation at work.Can we see that there is this potential of a revolution happening anytime?
因为这些的盼望和期待，我们也看到一个谁可能会那个革命的那个会展开革命的群众。
Now the religious leaders are very well aware of such a potential.
宗教领袖们都非常明白这个的可能性。
And so they were afraid if they were to capture Jesus in the open, this charismatic.Jesus, who is also a miracle worker, if they were to capture him in the open, people may be very unhappy.
他们会担心，如果公开的逮捕耶稣的话，耶稣这一位行神迹的人群众将会非常的不开心。
Not just unhappy, a riot may just start.
也可能会造成暴动。
And the riot is the last thing that this religious leader wants.
暴动是这些宗教领袖最不希望看见发生的事。
Because they rather be obedient puppets of the Roman authority.
他们宁可做罗马政权的那个傀儡。
Because in doing so, they will continue to enjoy peace and also power.
因为这样子做，他们才能够继续的享有那个和平和那个权利。
And so to arrest Jesus, they needed to do it in stealth.
因此要逮捕耶稣，他们就需要用到诡计。
And so Judas, who come as a traitor of his group, made their day.
那犹大。叛徒犹大只是让整件事情成就那件事情。
Now question.
问题。
Why did Judah betray Jesus?
为什么犹大背叛耶稣？
Judas wasn't even recruited by the religious leader, but he went to them on his own initiative.
犹大不是被征募的，而是他主动去见宗教领袖。
Why did Judas do what he did?
犹大为什么这么做呢？
We usually think it's because of money.
我们通常会认为他是为了钱
，right? We usually think it's because of money.
是为了钱。
But Mark, in telling this story, tells us that it was the religious leader who were overjoyed to have someone who were made the other day, that is they themselves who wanted to give him some money.
但马可告诉我们，是那些宗教领袖听到犹大的想法而欢喜，决定给他钱。
There's no mention of Judas asking for money at all in the passage.
没有提到犹大要索取钱财。
Or was it because of Satan at work?
还是因为撒旦在做工？
Luke and John both attributed Judas' action to Satan, but we see nothing about this in Mark's gospel.
路加和约翰都把犹大背叛的原因归咎于撒旦，但是在马可福音里，我们却没看到这一点。
But one thing we know for sure.
有一点我们非常清楚的。
That Judas has changed sight when he go to the religious leader.
犹大在去见那宗教领袖的时候，他已经转移了他的阵线。
When he go to them, he's standing with them and has abandoned his own rabbi.
他和他们站在一起，背弃了他的拉比。
Now, could it be that he has done this because he began to find what Jesus was doing to be wrong-headed and even dangerous?
难道这样做是因为他觉得耶稣所传讲的是错误的，甚至是危险的呢？
Wrong-headed because Jesus kept talking about a Messiah facing death.
错误的是因为耶稣不断地说到弥赛亚受死。
That's totally off-key.
这是不对的。
Because the Messiah was only supposed to be alive and fighting and winning.
弥赛亚应该是活着并斗争并且得胜。
Nobody thought of a Messiah that's supposed to die.
没人会想到弥赛亚会死。
And it was dangerous because Jesus preached and practiced love for all sorts and kinds.
因为耶稣为各样的人那个传讲爱。
Righteous and sinners, Jesus said, love them.
义人和罪人都一样。
Now what if Jesus was thinking that even for the enemies, the Romans, they are not supposed to be bitten, but supposed to be loved?
万一耶稣也觉得罗马人也是能够被爱的，那是非常危险的。
Messiah is supposed to deal with the enemy, not to love them.
弥赛亚是要对付那些敌人，不是要爱他们。
So Jesus in saying and doing all these things didn't fit the Messiah model in the minds of the Jews.
耶稣所做的、所说的都不符合犹太人心目中的那个弥赛亚的那个模式。
So could Judas was could actually so much as he performed treachery, but could he actually be a fanatic?
犹大是不是一个狂热分子呢
？Fanatic in the sense that he was simply trying to do the right thing for his own country.
他只是试图为他的国家做正确的事。
And he did it by getting rid of the wrong candidate for Messiah so that the people will continue to look for and find the right person that will lead the country under freedom.
他只是把错误的人选除掉，让人们能够寻找正确的人选来带领他们得到自由。
And so was it money, Satan, or nationalism the reason behind Judas betrayal and abandonment?
犹大的背叛和背弃是因为金钱、撒旦。还是民族主义呢？
There must be a reason or reasons for Judas to have done what he did.
犹大所做的一定有原因的。
Mark, however, chose to be silent over this matter.
然而，马可选择了沉默。
And Mark's silence over here.
马可在这里的沉默。
Friends, perhaps also afford us a space to reflect on the tons of reasons that we think are good enough for us to also at time.Cast our Savior aside.
他能提供给我们一个空间去反思种种能够使到犹大背弃主的原因。
Money,
财富
，fun,
乐趣
，love,
爱情
，approval,
审批
，something that we long to have or something that we long to run away from.
我们所渴望的，还是我们所要逃避的。
Tons of reason we may find as good enough for us to just turn our face away from Jesus.
有好多好多的理由足以让我们背弃主。
Do we have some?
我们有这些东西吗？
Mark's silence perhaps just opened a space for us to reflect on this.
马可的沉默或许提供了给我们一个空间来反思这些事情。
And in any case, treachery wasn't the only form of abandonment that Jesus experienced that night.
背叛不是耶稣在那一晚所经历的唯一的背弃。
When Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane and wanted Peter, James, and John to stay close to him and give him support,
当耶稣在客西马尼园祷告的时候，他希望彼得、雅各、约翰在他身旁支持他。
Three times they slumbered into sleep the three rounds when Jesus walked away to pray and leaving him there to struggle in prayer alone.
耶稣去祷告三次，他们睡了三次，让耶稣自己在祷告中自己挣扎。
Now that's something totally unacceptable.
这是完全不可以被接受的。
Next slide, please. It's totally unacceptable because these guys, mature people, right? They just confessed that they will share in Jesus' suffering.
因为这些门徒最近才刚刚宣告他们会分享耶稣的苦难。
And further, they had also just been told about the impending betrayal and death of Jesus during the Passover meal.
他们也刚刚在逾越节的晚餐被告知有关即将发生的背叛。和耶稣的死亡。
And just a little while before that,
在较早之前
they also witnessed the woman whom we weren't told the name, who came and anointed Jesus for his burial.
他们也见证了一位女人，我们不知道她的名字，她为耶稣的安葬用膏浇在她身头上。
Okay, all this just ain't enough as push factor for them to stay up for Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这些都不足以让他们为耶稣等候警醒。
Then what about the pain, the agonizing pain that they hear in the voice of Jesus and saw on his face right in the Garden of Gethsemane?
那些耶稣在克西马尼园那些痛苦的声音和在脸上痛苦的表情呢？
Well, for whatever reason, all this just weren't enough for them to hold true to their commitment.
不论是什么原因，这些都不足以让他们忠于他们自己的承诺。
To be there to share Jesus' suffering.
在那里和分享耶稣的那个苦难。
And speaking about commitment.
说到承诺。
They have recently heard Jesus teach about this very subject, faith and commitment.
他们最近听到耶稣有关虔诚和那个承诺的教导。
Where the closing statement says this, lest he finds you asleep, stay awake.
恐怕他忽然来到，看见你们睡着了，我对你们所说的话也是对众人说要警醒。
But still, we see them abandoning Jesus by withdrawing their moral and emotional support.
尽管如此，我们看到他们背弃耶稣，让耶稣独自挑起心情的重担。
And then when Judas led in the man with swords and clubs,
当犹大带领军士带着刀和棒，
we saw none of the disciples stayed around for fear of being implicated.
门徒都因为怕被牵连而逃之夭夭。
And in case we fail to see the dastardly act of the disciples,
如果我们看不到那个门徒胆怯的行为，
Mark worded his originalversion is in Greek. What is original sentence by putting an emphasis at the end?
马可在原文的结尾把重点放在原文的结尾里。
As we see on the PowerPoint.
就在荧幕上。
Mark put it this way, and they left him and fled. Or
门徒离开他，逃走了。
And at this time, what we see is the abandonment by withdrawing support physically.
这一次的背弃是他们没有与耶稣一起共患难。
All the camaraderie gone.
所有的那个同志没了。
Well, and then when Jesus was on trial and Peter was there.
当耶稣被审问的时候，彼得在那里。
The Greek use describes something that I believe, friends, as Christian, we will feel uncomfortable.
希腊文用来形容一些会让朋友们觉得不舒服的。
We may not see in the English or the Chinese version.
我们看在英文或者华文版里可能看不到。
But for those who really plow the Greek,
那些读希腊文的
，Yes, in the Greek Bible, they find that when Peter was being questioned the third time,
他们看到当彼得被问第三次的时候
，What he said likely mean that he even cursed Jesus.
他所说的很有可能他在诅咒耶稣。
In order not to be identified, he even cursed his rabbi.
为了不要被认出来，他甚至诅咒耶稣。
That's the abandonment of the one he hailed as the savior, the Messiah.
他背弃了他自己称为尼赛亚的。
And as if all this abandonment is still not enough.
这些经历还没结束。
还不足够。Mark tells of that mysterious young man that ran away naked.
Mark 说到那个神秘的少年人，侧身逃走。
And he ran once. The guard tried to lay their hands on him for trying to follow Jesus that night.
他在那个军士们要抓他的时候，他逃走了。
Friends, all these instances of abandonment, I believe, might cause us to ask ourselves some questions.
这些有关遭遗弃的事件。我相信会造成我们质疑自己。
We might ask ourselves whether we can do any better than any of this during crunch time.
我们问自己，我们在紧要关头是否能够处理得更好。
And Mark's silence this time with regard to the identity of the mysterious young man.
而马可对这个少年人身份的沉默。
Again, leaving another person unnamed, silent.
他也没有说到他的名字。
I believe it affords us another space now to reflect.
我相信它又为我们提供了另一个空间。
And to reflect on our own readiness to abandon Jesus.
来反思我们是否也准备随时遗弃耶稣。
Now, if any of the above scenario seems to be a little bit telling of us,
如果上述任何的情况，让我们似乎看到我们自己，
then friends, can our situation be helped?
我们的情况有希望吗？
The answer is of course.
答案是当然的。
But there's something that I need to share with this morning.
我还有另外一件事情想和大家一起分享。
We can be helped, but not before another near abandonment that happened the same night.
但在会在当天晚上另一件背弃事情之后，我们能够得到帮助。
And it's now our turn to wait up and pay attention to Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
轮到我们来关注在客西马尼园的耶稣。
Friends, let's go and try to search the Bible.
我们尝试来搜寻这个圣经里。
And we will not find expressions of agony and anguish comparable.To that which Mark used on Jesus in this passage.
我们将会找到比这里马可所用的形容来形容耶稣更为沉重的写法。
Whether it's the lament in the Psalms,
无论是在诗篇里的哀歌
or the pain that Abraham felt when he was about to drop the knife on his son Isaac,
或者是亚伯拉罕在准备献上以撒的时候那时候的哀痛。
Or when David had to grieve for the death of his son Absalom.
或者是大卫他经历他自己儿子的死。
None of this depiction is as heart-wrenching and painful as how Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane.
没有一个能够描绘出耶稣在客撒玛尼园那时候扎心的痛苦。
Now we read in verse 33 and 34.
第三十三章三十四节，三十三节三十四节。
That he refers to Jesus, that he began to be greatly distressed and troubled, and he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death."
耶稣他就惊恐起来，极其难过，对他们说：“我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。”
Now the expression "distress" in the original Greek means that Jesus was alarmed and even in shock.
惊恐，用来形容耶稣当时他的忧虑和那个震惊。
And the word trouble refers to him being greatly distressed.
极其难过，形容他当时的痛苦。
And the next phrase suggests that Jesus was stretched emotionally to his very limit.
下来一段说明了耶稣已经被已经受不住了。
I don't think any of us is reading this passage for the first time.
我相信大家都看过这一篇经文。
And have we wondered why Jesus is suddenly so out of character?
你没有想过耶稣为什么突然间那么的反常？
Jesus he himself declared,
他自己说，
that for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，
and to give his life as a ransom for many.
是要舍命做多人的赎价。
In other words, Jesus knows very, very well what will be happening.
他知道得很清楚将会发生什么事。
He even considered his own life mission.
认为他这是他自己的使命。
And as horrifying as death is and can be,
死亡虽然恐怖，
haven't we heard of many in our world history that has faced death a lot more composed and unblinking?
在历史上有许多人，他们在面对死亡的时候都非常的从容，非常的镇定。
Jesus is, by the way, no mere human.
耶稣他不是一个凡人。
Why did he appear to be so terrified? Hawkins said, 不会在。
他为什么显得那么的惊慌失措呢？
To face the abandonment of God and be completely alienated from his Father, yes, we know that one will cause him distress.
他面对被上帝和父神完全离弃。可能是其中的一个原因。
But is there a more detailed explanation that we can give?
还有没有更详细的解释呢？
Now I wish Mark had said something more. I really, really wish.
我真的希望马可他能说的更多。
But on this, Mark is again silent.
但在一件事情上，马可还是一样，他沉默。
But there's, however, one thing that we can say for sure from the passage.
有一件事情我们可以肯定的说。
Jesus,
耶稣
Son of God,
上帝的儿子
who himself is God,
也就是上帝本身
is shocked.
他感到惊恐.
He's shocked when he comes face to face with the cup that the Father has assigned to him to bear.
当他面对父上帝要他喝的苦杯的时候, 他感到惊恐.
And he was shocked and troubled to the point that he pleaded and wrestled with God to remove from him the cup.
他感到惊恐难过, 他央求上帝将那个杯撤去.
In other words, Jesus' cup was so terrible.
换句话说, 那一杯是那么的可怕,
that he really did thought of chickening out.
他甚至于想临阵退缩,
he really thought of abandoning his calling.
他想放弃他的那个使命.
And perhaps just like Isaac, he could escape the knife having wrestled with God through prayer.
也许就像以撒通过祷告恳求上帝, 让他免死刀下.
And so into the prayer struggle, Jesus plunged.
所以在耶稣的祷告中, 他挣扎.
And Jesus being Jesus, of course, he did it with good theology.
他当然是以正确的那个神学来祷告.
On the one hand, he entered into the prayer struggle being so sure that with God, all things are possible.
一方面他非常肯定上帝凡事都能.
Yet at the same time, he knows fully well that when God wills something,
另一方面他非常的清楚知道上帝的旨意，当上帝的旨意要某件事情发生，大概这样了。
And when that's the case, Jesus knows that it is to be accepted rather than be altered through prayer.
他必须完全顺服，而不是靠祷告来改变。
And that's why he prayed that, yet not what I will, but what you will.
这就是为什么他祷告说，不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
Friends, the prayer of Jesus has something to say to us.
耶稣的祷告能让我们知道一些事情。
The cross.
十字架。
The cross is a matter of the heart before it is a matter of the hand.
是得过心这一关，手才去做的事。
There was a near abandonment.
耶稣几乎被弃。
Yes, by Jesus.
耶稣本身。
But Jesus did, after all, stay true to his cause and completed what he was called to do.
耶稣最后完成他的使命。
He did walk to the cross.
他走上十字架。
But not before a time of agonizing prayer struggle.
但他经过了一段在祷告中的挣扎。
He had to go through that in order to align his heart to God's will.
他经历了那个，才能够了解上帝的旨意。
And to also surrender his own authority and his will to God.
并且放下他的权柄和他的自己的意愿。
Friends, can I say that we each have our own cross to bear as well?
我能不能说我们每个人都有自己的十字架要背？
It may be about relationships.
也可能是关于人与人之间的关系。
It may be about career.
可能是事业。
It may be about some of our interests and so on.
我们个人的喜好。
It may be a calling for us to serve God locally or overseas.
可能是在呼召我们到本地或者到外地服侍主。
How are we in terms of carrying our cross?
我们自己如何的去背这十字架？
Or perhaps we should begin by calling or organize a wrestling match with God.
或许我们应该组织一个和上帝的摔跤赛。
Struggle and wrestle with him through prayer.
在祷告里和上帝较劲。
Since even for Jesus, the Son of God, God himself, the cross is a matter of the heart before it's a matter of the hand.
因为耶稣既是上帝的儿子，他也是上帝。 十字架是得过心这一关，手才去做的事。
Friends, are we familiar with the missionary family that bears the name Hudson Taylor?
我们都熟悉这个戴德森这个宣教士家的名字吗？
I think at least a third or more of us might have heard of Hudson Taylor.
我相信超过三分之一的都听过。
During the Second World War,
在第二次世界大战期间,
the parents of James Hudson Taylor III, who died a couple of years back,
戴德森三世的父母,
The parents were asked to go from the coastal area of China into the inland in order to serve the people.
他的父母被要求从中国沿海地区到去到那个内陆。
Now we can imagine how stressful it was for the missionary couple.
我们可以想象这给那个那对夫妇带来多大的压力。
It was wartime.
当时正在打战。
Those sounds out there weren't 炮竹 but 大炮。
Those are real life round.
And what about their children? Should they leave them at the coastal area and then they went up to the inland?
他们是不是应该把孩子留在沿海地带，然后自己进到了内地呢？
Now, Dr. Taylor's mother prayed.
戴博士的母亲祷告。
And at the end of that prayer struggle, she sensed God saying something like this to her.
在她的祷告挣扎后的结尾，她感到上帝在告诉她
：“You take care of my concern, and I will take care of yours.
你照料我所关心的事，我也将照料你所关心的事。
You take care of my concerns, and I'll take care of yours.
你照料我所关心的，我也会照料你所关心的。
For Dr. Taylor's family, it wasn't just the cross per se that they had.
对于戴博士一家人，背的不只是十字架本身。
They also had the hand of God in the future of their family as they put their hands to the concerns of God.
他们在做上帝的事的同时，美好的上帝也与他们家庭同在。
In a word, success or failure in walking the way of the cross depends on the heart of obedience.
十字架的道路取决于那个顺服的心。
And so be it if we can only surrender after having gone through a wrestling match with God.
就算只有在我们在和上帝较劲之后，我们才会放下我们的意愿。
Fight with God if we must, He can take it.
你可以和上帝争吵。
And that's exactly what Jesus has done.
这正是耶稣所做的。
But for him, being abandoned,
他被抛弃。
He struggled with God in prayer.
他在祷告中挣扎。
Stay true to his calling.
他忠于自己的使命。
And become a blessing for so many that today we are all found in his embrace.
成为我们大家的祝福。
The prayer struggle of Jesus also should give us pause and lead us to ask ourselves some questions.
耶稣的祷告挣扎也让我们能够停下来来思想一些问题。
What did our Savior have to go through in drinking the cup?
我们的救主在喝那一杯的时候，他需要经历什么？
The cup that gave God glory, us blessing.
那一杯能够带给上帝荣耀，以及给我们祝福。
Again, we shouldn't try to go beyond Mark to explain or describe, since he remains silent on this.
我们不需要尝试去解释。
But we can ask a question and try to perceive the weight of grace that's at work here.
但我们可以去问问题，来感知这个恩典的浩大。
Friends, just now we were singing the medley in Chinese, right?
刚才你们听到那个华文的诗歌。
I exhort you, followed by Jesus shall take the highest honor.
我尊崇你。
And followed by the next song. And in that song, in Chinese, we sing the two words, 他甘愿 right?
在那首诗歌里，我们唱到两个字，他甘愿。
The English version will be lifted up willingly to die. Nice words.
很美的文字。
But having heard what the passage has to tell this morning,
但在我们听到今天早上经文所说的，
can we feel and can we perceive better?
我们是否能够感觉到或者感知到？
How much it cost Jesus to go through in order to drink that cup?
耶稣需要经历了什么才能够？他经历了好多才能够喝达杯。
Jesus, through every passage in the gospel, looks super 宅。
Throughout, okay, 在整本的圣经里，耶稣是非常的镇定。
But he nearly chickened out.
但是他几乎临阵退缩。
Willingly to die? Yes.
他不怕受死。
Willingly and easily? No.
他
愿意，而且是轻轻拆拆就可以，是吗？就大概这样。It really costs our Lord a lot for us today to sit here and be so sure that we are in His embrace.
耶稣是付出了很多，我们才有机会今天坐在这里，非常肯定他的恩典。
That's one question we can ask, and maybe we can also ask ourselves, what is the value of salvation to us today?
我们也应该问啊，救赎对我们的价值是什么？
Since we know that it took Jesus that much, or you know, it took Jesus so much in order to secure it for us.
耶稣付出了好多好多，才为我们争取到。
And perhaps we can also ask ourselves.
我们也可以问自己
，What have I?
我
，What have I added to that cup that Jesus had to drink?
我在耶稣要喝的那一杯里加了些什么？
Let's pray. Sin and fear. And our good Lord, we saw you being abandoned. Sin and fear. And in Gethsemane you struggle hard. But you are the conqueror of sin, fear, and death.And this morning, Lord, as we once again meditate upon what it cost you in order for us to be saved, and even for you to give glory to your Father whom you love that much, help us to fall in love with you once again for who you are. In your name we pray.